Is that another box?
Does this ever stop?
It's either me or the toys, or the toys, or the toys, or the toys, or the toys.
Welcome to the My Wife Is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us.
Toy collecting!
Transformer!
M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife is going to kill me.
Obi-Blonde Kenobi.
Oh, wow, you are dumb.
All right, man's man, we'll see you on the flip-flop.
I tend to lash out to protect my loved ones.
Travis.
At least he's just giving it the old whoppity-dop-dop.
It just keeps growing.
Man, it's good stuff.
Oh, shoot.
Jeremy. Don't encourage him.
I hope the cat pisses on you.
You're reading again, aren't you?
I like everything, so just tell me stuff.
Steve.
I'm being misrepresented here. You got no power over me, you harpy.
Did you put a period at the end of that
statement? Is going to kill me. M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife is going to kill me.
Let the good times roll.
Hot, like loud, snappy.
Seriously,
fart.
Stained the wood.
It was and nice and crisp, just snap.
And we both were laying
like
there.
Like a new head on a snare drum. Pow! You know what I mean?
It was very, like, crisp.
And, oh, God.
And we were laying there like, like sex was done. We were done. But we were both of us just laughing like crazy. And all of a sudden, I'm, like, laying there. And I go, huh? And then we're both, and she fucking answered with her ass too. And it was just like this back and forth until she had actually rolled off the bed and hit the floor.
Jesus, man.
She farted herself off the bed.
Yeah, she farted herself off the bed. So anyway,
and then Lily bursts in and goes, "Is everybody okay? Why does it smell like a barnyard in here?"
Lil comes in and goes, "We're a farting family." That's all I can say.
Our tooting family.
Yeah, rootin' tootin' family.
All right, everybody, with that.
Wow.
We have fired up the iPad. That means you people who are just
what
listening
do you mean
to
by
the
you
audio
people?
Version of this are joining in, and you heard part of that story of our fart talk. If you want to see how what all led up to that, you got to go over to the YouTube and start from the beginning.
I do have a couple fun family fart stories that I will always remember. And
get up on that mic if you're going to talk for
a
while.
One is
twist it towards you.
One is
we'll get them learned someday.
Kane was probably like 5 years old, I think, and our dog had passed away, and I just hadn't told him yet, so it'd been like 4 days. It'd been 4 days.
How do you not notice?
Well, it was just a mastiff, you know.
160-pound mastiff to a 4-year-old.
So.
Might as well have been a centaur.
We're sitting there in the living room one day, and Kane farts. You know, Kane, whoop. And I look over at him, and he goes, "That was Chica."
And the dog's been dead for a week?
The dog has been dead!
That's when Trav broke
it. In his defense, you never told him.
Yes. It's totally my fault.
To this day, he still doesn't realize the dog's dead.
No. Probably my favorite Heidi fart story is there was a video that was rolling around, and it was a video of a couple who was early in dating, and the guy accidentally farts in front of the girl, and she goes, "Oh, my God, I'm so happy." You know, and so she farts, and he's like, "Oh, I guess we're in love. You know, it's everything's okay." Mm-hmm. You know, just like you guys. Well, then she turns into a monster and, of course, is, you know, just farting, like, just all the time and everything. And there's a scene in it where they're walking down the street and she farts into her hand and goes, "Cup of cheese."
The old cup of fart.
And from that day on, every time I would fart, I would just go cup of cheese to Heidi. I would never even put my, I would never fart in my hand, but I just, it was, she would almost puke every time.
Just the thought of it, what fucked with her?
My wife does not do a lot of that in front of me, but when she does, it's usually when we're watching, like, a funny show or a comedy thing, and all of a sudden she'll giggle, and when she giggles, it as she's giggling,
a little poop.
Poop. So yeah. It's like, yep. And every time she does it, and then of course she starts laughing louder. But I'm more on my wife's more on what Sarah is. You know, all of a sudden you walk into a room and
oh my god,
you're not even trying to. Oh my god, you know. So
Steve might be the same way, but I've never smelled a Heidi's fart.
Oh, dear God.
I've never smelled a Heidi fart.
I've smelled every one of Laura's.
When you already smell like shit, you just don't notice it.
There have been times, but it's not like always. A lot of times I don't smell anything.
Yeah.
But then there have been times when it's been like, oh, wow, you must not feel good today.
Yeah. What did you eat?
So are you guys against your wives farting, or is it just their choice? Like, they don't want to fart in front of you.
It's all her. Her mother is very, like, you don't burp and you don't fart. Like, you don't do it. She's very, yeah. And that's, so I every chance I get.
You know, it's funny, and oddly enough, this is a conversation I've had with Boonstra, but he and his wife will do the craziest, and we all know Jason, they will do the craziest stuff to each other.
Satanic rituals.
Oh my gosh. Sexual, just all. But they do not, you know, Jason has never seen her sit on a toilet. Never. He's like, nope, I won't do that. I'm like, you just pulled a stuffed animal out of your wife's butt. And you won't see her sit down on the toilet.
Oddly specific.
Well, somebody had to videotape it. I made a lot of money that day. So it's weird that when he's like, I will never know. And she never. I'm like, you never like had to brush your teeth while she's sitting on the toilet? He says, I won't brush my teeth. I'm like, okay. And then he tells me the next day, you should have seen what we did last night. And I'm like, what are we doing here?
It's all Heidi. I could care less.
Yeah. I give zero shits.
Bam, bum, bum. I would like to have a little mystery. To be honest. But that ship has sailed.
Maverick says you could make a drinking game out of Pete laughing at his own jokes. That's what happens when you're funny, Maverick. I'm sorry you've never laughed at one of your own jokes. Maybe say something funny. What you want from me?
Instead of shitting in other people's faces. Tickle shits should be Heidi's new nickname, he also said.
Tickle shits.
I'm sure she'd love that.
Oh, we missed you too, Jesse. He used all of our emojis. Wanted us to know that he missed us.
I am not a scat man. Wee ba ba ba
ba. Pee 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 poopy poop.
So went and saw Mario.
Me too. Twice.
We covered that while your mom was in the hospital.
No, last night. Went and saw Mario. Took my wife. No kids. Just me and my wife to go see Mario.
Wow.
It was wonderful.
Best video game adaptation movie ever.
It is. I'm not going to spoil anything. It is the... It's one of the best movies I've seen in a very long time. Maybe the best movie, and I'll tell you why. It's not that this movie is profound or it's got such a great story to it. It just is what it should be. You can't compare this to Endgame, you know, and be like, okay, this is Endgame and this is Mario, and Mario's better than Endgame. You can't do that. You can say, okay, Endgame is fantastic because it was what it was supposed to be, as much as Mario was what it was supposed to be.
I think that's fair.
It was fun. It was an escape. It was a, you know,
it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Colorful.
It was creative the way they adapted, the way they explained and rationalized some of the things that happened in a Mario world. It was like, well, that took some creativity to pull that off, because that doesn't make any freaking sense.
But the voice acting was great.
Voice acting was fine.
I said great.
I think it was great and fine.
So you're not like the critics.
No, I think the critics are being stupid. If you look at this stuff where it's like 50% say it sucks, but 96% of the audience says it's great. I would say that the audience is the one that's on par here. It's great. There were kids there. I could hear them laughing. So, I mean, they
totally
were,
ruined it for me.
They were having fun.
Stop bringing kids to the movies. God damn it.
I was smiling. Me and Courtney were shooting looks at each other because, I mean, she's a kid of the 80s. She had a Nintendo. She played Mario. And, you know, we were, you know, giving each other looks when we would see stuff. It'd be like, oh, you know, we both recognize what that is or why that is. And that was creative. I liked all of it. As far as voice acting is concerned, my opinion is Chris Pratt did a good job. Charlie Day was fantastic as Luigi. Chris Pratt was good. Could they have gotten almost anybody to do it?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think they could have. I don't know if they needed to buy Chris Pratt, because I'm sure he cost some cash. Jack Black, irreplaceable as Bowser.
He was amazing. And his little his song,
oh God, that was
Peach, was beautiful.
So funny. I mean, I laughed out loud at this thing.
Oh yeah. Easy.
And it was, you know, just the villain.
It broke the worldwide opening record, passing Frozen 2.
Pretty amazing.
Here's what happens when you give us characters that are like they're supposed to be, look like they're supposed to, the origin source, origin, you know, it's source material, and everything is there. They're not trying to break anything or change anything or do anything profound here. It was just, this is Mario, this is fun. I mean...
But point of order, those people didn't know that when they went opening weekend to see the movie to break that record.
Well, you could kind of tell from the previews. I mean, the previews I saw. I mean, of course, I'm not saying this is a horrible thing, but they showed, I don't know if they showed it to you, they showed a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle preview before I watched it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could tell from the preview that they changed April into a chubby.
Say it.
Just say it.
Say it.
I don't know if she's African American or what she is, but she's dark skinned. I don't know. She doesn't look like April.
Doesn't look like the April you're used to.
Well, the turtles look pretty. You can look at every turtle and go, okay, that's pretty much straight on what the turtles look like.
Well, but they're turtles, so like in the Nickelodeon, they all were a different shade of green because they were a different type of turtle.
All I'm saying is you can tell they're changing some stuff up in that turtle movie already just from a preview. And from the previews of Mario, I didn't see anything that looked like they were changing anything up.
Except for you didn't have the "It's me, Mario" accent.
Actually, he does.
It's there.
But it wasn't as significant as people want. Because the first preview, that was everybody's big complaint.
Right. Well, they do that voice. "It's me," blah, 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 blah. Him and Luigi, and it's in a commercial.
Yeah, then they go cut, and then they talk like they're from Brooklyn.
And then they're
something.
Like, "Was that a little strong? Like, did we do?" But then, like, throughout the movie, he'd still do like "woohoo" and like "here we go" and shit like that. So I mean, yeah, it was still there. I don't. I just thought it was cute as fuck, and I fucking laughed, smiled. I had a great time through the whole thing.
Mario's Captain America. Okay, I was waiting for him to say, "I could do this all day." Because that's just the character. He took a beating, and he was the kind of, you know, instead of saying I could do this all day, he just said, he would say, "I don't know when to quit." Or people would tell him, anybody ever tell you you don't know when to quit? And he'd be like, "Yeah, a few times." I'm like, it's Captain America. It's like Chris Evans. It's similar to his, you know, how he plays it, where he's not the, and I love that they showed, and this is what a lot of movies are lacking. They showed an evolution in him. He wasn't great at everything. He wasn't like he got to the Mushroom Kingdom was kicking butt. He had to figure it out and learn and fall and fail. And that's when
just like you do when you play the game.
Well, and here's
just like you do when you play the game, or just like Luke Skywalker did when he learned to use the Force and not so much Rey.
And here's where Curtis's super chat comes in. Says, I'm surprised Steven isn't upset that the princess had to help Mario learn how to fight and use powers.
Not at all. They explained it. There was a good reason. She even said it. I'm from here. I've done. Nobody does this the first time.
Although she did say that she did it the first time.
No, he said, you're just telling me that. And she kind of...
Yeah, she alluded to the fact she did it the first time.
I don't know, maybe. Anyways, I thought that the princess was actually very well done. She was not condescending. She was not, oh, I can do this because of my girl.
Not married, apparently.
None of that bullshit. I enjoyed the princess's character very much. I thought that was the way to do it. Very capable. She could fight. She could also get in trouble. And she could also need help. It showed her be vulnerable. It showed her be kick-ass. I thought it was. I thought they did it fantastic.
Boom.
Damn.
Steven's heart grew two sizes that movie.
How many?
I'm not laughing, Maverick. Notice everybody else is laughing, Maverick. I'm not.
Honestly, I smiled a lot during that movie.
Really? How many dry farts would you give it? 4 or 5?
I give that damn thing a 9 out of 10.
Nine dry farts, man. This is gonna
nine
be some
out of
blood
ten
there.
Of what that movie should be. You know, is it Citizen Kane? No.
I've never seen Citizen
Me
Kane.
Me neither, but I know people quote it. So
what do they quote from Citizen Kane?
They quote that it's a great movie. Or they say it's highly regarded as a great movie. I've heard people say it's not Citizen Kane before, and I was copying someone else.
Oh.
Like a true OG.
The real question is, did you get handy?
No, the guy sitting next to me wasn't interested.
And neither was the dog.
Yeah. Shit, no, me and Courtney are to the point where we put a space between us when it's not packed. There's a seat between us.
They buy two... So, Meanwhile, there's a mom and a child that can't sit together because...
No, I said when it's not packed.
The two seats. Oh, mommy, I'm going to have to sit next to him? Yes, honey.
And then if you zoom, because if you have a popcorn bucket, you can balance it in the chair between you right there when the seat's flipped up. And then you don't have to pass it back and forth. You can just both sit there and eat and be pigs.
Ugh. Wow.
But I'd have to be on the bucket's left side so I could use my right hand. That could cause a problem.
So. You have to use your right. What are you? Are you paralyzed in your other hand?
No. Why?
Why can't you?
It's not comfortable. It's not natural.
Do you want a real answer?
I used my left hand.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Well, it's not. It doesn't have to do with being right or left. It has to do with being right. And I only use one hand because I don't want to get schmutz on two hands. So, because I vape during movies, because I'm that asshole.
But you could use the butter.
I only get stuff. Friction. I use the same hand for everything that I eat, so that I don't get butter all over my shit. Thought everybody knew that.
For everything I eat.
I would.
Well, because I typically get a pretzel.
So I don't get
candy,
butter all over my
popcorn.
Shit.
I use the same hand for all of that.
Would it be easier to eat with your left hand and whack it, smack it? Jacket with your right?
No, because I'm talking about vaping. I'm not talking about masturbating.
Nobody else masturbates at the theater. All right.
You and Pee Wee Herman.
Check.
I'm like the weirdo, I guess. I'm sorry.
Jeremy just now, it's like, whoa, what? What?
I'm sorry, Jeremy. Children laughing doesn't get me hard. So.
Children laughing. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
You almost Steved it there, didn't you? Almost went full on
going
Steve.
For the joke, and I figured it wasn't worth it.
It's always worth it.
Always worth it.
Yeah, says the guy who deleted an episode.
Twice.
It wasn't because of what I said. It was because of your guys' reaction.
To what you said.
To what you said.
Do we have a super chat up there we need to read? Or?
Yeah, we read it.
We already read it. Okay. And Maverick would like to know why I read his comment because it wasn't a super chat. Because
sometimes we fucking read them and they look nice.
Because when you say dumb shit, I'm going to call it out. So you don't have to pay for dumb shit. Dumb shit.
Maverick listening all the way from Korea.
Yeah, go to bed.
Fold your clothes and go to bed.
Fucking adults are trying to talk here, Maverick. It's bedtime.
All right, well, I think if we're good, we should head on into Toy News. Right?
Yeah, sure. Great. What? Fine.
Why do you seem so surprised? You don't need to get kind of pissy about it.
Oh, no. I'm ready. I'm rocking.
All right.
Let's fucking talk about toys.
Well, you already talked about Mario. I want to talk about D&D real quick.
Okay.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was absolutely, it was super fun. I think it opened up a world for us to have numerous movies. And there's, you know, decades and thousands of pages of content. I thought the characters were great. They did a great job showing different classes and different races and different monsters and different spells. And Hugh Grant is a piece of shit and did such a great job being the bad guy. It was a ton of fun. I really, really enjoyed it. So if you haven't seen it, go do it. If you're into D&D, they do a ton of great stuff for you that positively impacts you but doesn't negatively impact people that don't know. It was fun.
So I'm going to go see one of these two movies for sure this week, and I got to tell you, I think it's going to be D&D. Even with you guys saying that Mario is maybe one of the best movies ever made.
It's okay if you're wrong.
I don't know. All I could say is I was surprised. I was pretty hot to go see D&D, and this is a dumb reason where it kind of cooled me off, is Katie and Parker and their friends went and saw it, and they came back and they were like, it was okay. They weren't really into, you know.
Which, and I think you'll probably feel the same way, because, I mean, all your kids are into writing bios for Mythic Legions and painting heads and creating characters. So, I mean, they're the same as you. I can see you feeling the same way as them, having as much into mythical creatures.
I thought that D&D looks to me like very much like a Marvel movie, like maybe an even older, the older good Marvel movies. And
sneak that in there.
And I thought maybe, and my kids loved the older good Marvel movies. So, I thought that they would like this one.
The OG.
Well, quick point. I'm going to comment. Did I mention this? No, I don't think I did.
Let's find out.
I was
don't
talking.
Don't know until you tell us.
Yeah. So I bought a PS5.
Okay.
And PS5 has a 4K Blu-ray player built into it. And I have a 4K TV, HDR, blah, blah, blah. So
that's a humble brag. That's a weird flex, but okay.
Toot, toot.
Yeah. He still owes his mom money from the credit card. Don't yeah.
And I have a Sony 4K.
That thought crossed his mind when he got that phone call.
4K Blu-ray player.
She ain't going to be able to chase me in a wheelchair to get her fucking money back. So
can you just see how this goes? Steve gets home, sits in his electric chair. all the way to his couch that he apparently pushes a button, the legs come out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Steve can't wait for Wall-E to be the future.
Yeah.
Where you're just like a big gelatinous human with
a floating chair.
Bone.
Yeah.
And you just live in a float chair.
Finish your story.
Okay, so my previous Sony DVD 4K player was one of the earlier ones, and it would lag. Okay, and it would pixelate when I would in areas. So I got this new PS5. I'm like, I want to see if that does the same thing. I want to see if this handles these discs better. So I pull one off the shelf. What do I pull off? Age of Ultron. Just the one I grabbed. I throw it in there. I sit down. I start watching it. Watch the whole fucking thing. And I'm like,
is that an accomplishment to watch an entire movie?
The fact is that new Marvel and old stuff is so good. I'm like, I remember. Wow,
what's the break?
Where's your line?
What's the break?
Your line of
Endgame. After Endgame, it's very
they had
Rocky.
Spider-Man after that. You didn't like Spider-Man?
I said it's Rocky. I did love the Spider-Man. No Way Home. But and there's even things I liked. There's parts of things I've liked, but for the most part, that's where I just it's becoming a very big snooze fest for me.
Well, go watch Dungeons and Dragons, and maybe Steve can get you a bootleg copy of Super Mario.
I don't know how to do that. I was a guest.
I think we all we would all say that we miss Phase 1 and 2 and 3 or whatever they were, right? I mean, we all miss that Marvel.
Yeah, we miss it. But I wouldn't go as far as to say that.
No, the rest is junk. No, yeah. I wouldn't say that either. But I mean, I miss those. I do miss
I just, I'll never agree with Steven. So.
How many dry farts would you give D&D?
What?
How many dry farts would you give
D&D? Oh, it was an 8.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was good. I really enjoyed it. I think it's a great jumping off platform, too, for, like I said, what else is potentially to come.
So. Yeah, I say the same thing.
I can't believe he fucking trusts his daughter, the one that like is nice to the competitors on a tennis court. Obviously, she's a great judge. Great judge of character.
This was Katie. And, yeah, I'm hoping, I'm really hoping for a Link or a Zelda movie now.
Oh, God, yes. And Donkey Kong. Why the fuck not? I thought Seth Rogen was great as Donkey Kong.
Actually, yeah. I loved Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong, and I'm... Yeah. In fact, if I didn't hear the stoner laugh in there a couple times, I wouldn't have known it was him.
He, in an interview, he was like, yeah, they came to me, and he was like, he's like, yeah, but I'm not going to do, like, I'm not going to change my voice. Like, if you want me to be Donkey Kong, it's just going to be my voice. So I thought that was interesting.
Well, it worked because there's like a time when he does, he does his laugh, and I'm like, kind of reminded me of when Donkey Kong goes,
yeah.
So, fucking nailed it. I'm like, I'm in.
I got to think with the success of that movie that we will get, right? I mean,
yeah, it's killing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way that it
it's
won't.
Killing. And it destroyed the last outings of anything Pixar, Disney has done. And I'm like, yeah, get them. Knock
and it
them in
even
the dirt.
Raised awareness of the old movie where people are actually like going and
going to see Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
So, yeah.
It's not that's not a great movie.
No.
It's interesting, though. All right.
Toy news.
Toy news.
Before we get to that.
Oh.
Jeez. I don't have any toy news, but I had a movie I wanted to talk about and I have to leave. So.
Oh. Yeah.
Right now?
What?
You have to leave right now?
No, soonish. So.
All right. Oh, well.
I'm definitely glad to hear because I want to go see it. Like
I think you really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, the great part about it is the main character is a bard who doesn't bards don't do anything, and it's fun.
Yeah.
So we got some Super 7 G.I. Joe here.
Yeah.
are you getting these, Steve? I don't remember.
I think I'm going to.
This is Baroness Gung-Ho, Stalker, and Zartan.
No.
And if you get them all from Super 7, you get a super pack.
Those look...
Some gunulas.
Like shit.
No, they look exactly like the cartoon.
They look like the cartoon, right?
And I love the cartoon, and I think it's they're fun.
And this still weirds me out.
Maybe Baroness, but no.
Zartan.
Well, if you don't have any nostalgia towards the cartoon, or care to have that kind
I
of
do,
world...
I do, but I want them to look like if they were... You know, like Classify, where they look like they were real, you know, people.
Well, the cartoon didn't look like that.
Can we all agree that making Stalker African American was a little insensitive?
No.
Oh my God, was that Heidi?
Tell you, woo-hoo-hoo! Tell you, we need a fart mic over here.
Okay, no. That Zartan's pretty cool.
Then this. I can't think. Just go ahead.
No, Zart, they're all those pictures of these figures. They're all amazing.
That's cool. So you must have to get them wet.
Run them under cold water.
Yeah,
never. It's probably put them out. It's probably just put them out in the sun because Super 7 did that with that Lion-O and it worked beautifully with the frozen Lion-O. I mean, the guns are awesome because I mean. They look just like the cartoon guns. They all had that same... Those guys were always using that top gun in the cartoon.
Top gun?
Yep.
They call that gun the Maverick. Because it's dangerous.
No, in, I think.
$220 for all four.
Great characters there, too.
Still confuses me because when I was a kid, I swore that Zartan... That was his hair.
The cartoon makes it look like it's hair. It doesn't.
So yeah, like I always thought he was like cool and had long hair. No, he's fucking bald. It's so a hood.
About $55-$60 each.
55.
Man, I just.
Yeah, it's steep.
Yeah, I'm out.
But they give you a lot. They're like, I mean, if you look at, I still can't compare it to Mythic Legions, but if you look at a Mythic Legions deluxe figure, you know, like the Barbarian Builder and all the stuff they give you, they're like $50. These don't quite give you that much, but they do give you.
They give you quite a bit. I mean,
ton of stuff.
You know, multiple heads,
weapons.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good amount of stuff.
And the packaging is cool.
Yeah.
The packaging is really good, but. And I've, you know, been seeing some reviews on the ones that are hitting right now, and they're looking pretty damn good. Yeah.
Cool. We got some Skrull action here. Marvel Legends Skrull Queen and Super Skrull.
Which is just another body they put a head on for her, right?
Yeah, that's Spider-Woman's body. Yeah.
Oh, easy way to make some money, huh? You guys, none of you guys.
And then the Ming the Merciless Skrull.
They come with some, a few accessories and whatnot.
That's cool. I like that without all the garb on the top for the Skrull guy.
Get up on your mic, Jeremy, please.
Okay.
Yeah, that's much better.
Trying to share with Trav here, man.
I'll be the mic police. I'm sorry.
No, I love it. I don't know. See? She looks...
It looks like Spider-Woman with a green face.
Yeah, Spider-Woman with a green face and some electric
powers. You can say it however you want it, but it is what it is.
And Bali Chin.
Yep, Secret Invasion. This is, you know, characters from a pretty fun storyline where the Skrull actually had infiltrated, you know, a big chunk of the Marvel Universe. It will, this is just kind of leaning into, you know, I don't know if you guys saw the trailer, but the Secret Invasion trailer with Fury. I mean, this is what these toys kind of, that's what this is really from, so... We're going to be getting that stuff soon, so maybe they're trying to head off, you know, head there already.
You mean the Marvels movie? Isn't that what that's...
I think the Marvels movie is going to be about the Kree. I didn't watch the trailer, so I don't know. I think it's going to be about the Kree, not the Skrulls.
Oh.
I'm guessing we probably won't see the Skrulls again until Secret Invasion.
Yeah, we're not going to watch them because they're all garbage since Phase 3 anyways.
Yeah.
So. They've got women in them and stuff. It's bullshit.
Did you watch the trailer for
Although the Steven is super excited about the Inhumans because, you know, Black Bolt's dog.
God damn it. Did you guys see? Go ahead.
The dog jokes will never not be funny. Yeah, I mean, it's just
a part of us now. It's a part of Steve especially, but it's a part of us.
Did you guys watch the trailer for The Marvels?
I didn't know. I didn't know it was out.
Every comment was like, fuck yes, can't wait. And I was like,
I was like, I mean, Brie Larson's unlikable to me.
She's hot, though, so.
She's not. She's, like, looking anorexic. And she's such a... Anyway.
I didn't care for those characters in the comics they were in, so I have no interest, really, in that show, which...
No one should be playing Rambo, but Sylvester,
you know what,
Stallone.
Though? Bloodhound Gang said it the best when it came to that, right? Well, my next chick anorexic, the winner is the thinner, won't have to take her skinny ass out to a fancy dinner. So some people are into the anorexic, Steve. So
it's probably more
like his wife wants his woman like his cheese.
It's probably more
preferable
for me, don't like
fat free American singles only.
Betrayal.
You know what I mean? So
of Miss Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers.
It's a powerful woman, Steve. We know, we get it. It's a powerful woman.
I don't have a problem with
you do, but you do. Repeatedly. Documentedly.
It's going on your gravestone.
No fucking dogs is going on.
What do you want on your tombstone? Pepperoni and no women.
Here is...
What the fuck?
Super 7.
This is... Oh my gosh. Everybody hated the Rat King. Now they're giving us this shit. I don't know. Just give me my fucking Rat King I deserve. I don't want this chick.
All right. This is Karai. she was never in the original toy line, so they're taking some liberties here and making her. And
what is she from? If she was never in the toy line,
she was in the comics.
Okay,
so she looks cool.
And then later, became,
you shut your fucking face.
She was a big part of the 2003 cartoon, and she was in the 2007 movie, and she was in the Michael Bay movies. And
if I've said it once, I'll say it again. I hate powerful women. Get her out of my toy line.
She looks kind of neat. I dig her. I probably won't be getting her, though, because I don't have a lot of money anymore, so I got to pick and choose. And plus, they said the Rat King is going to be retooled and in the next wave because they heard people bitching. So,
and they also, did you listen to that at all with what Brian Flynn was saying?
A little bit, yeah.
Sounds like he's getting some stuff straightened out with whoever it is, if it's Playmates, or to be able to get back to that toy look.
I don't know why they should have fought for that a little harder. Because that's what we're all in it for, is those. So I don't know. She looks cool.
Do we actually know how hard they fought?
We know nothing. All we can do is speculate. I mean,
maybe he fought like a mother, and that's just, you know, it was just a hard battle.
That could be.
So I just, you know.
Listen to this Super 7 apologist.
No, it reminds me of a time when my boss told me I didn't work hard on something. I'm like, do you know how hard I worked? You don't even know. You don't even know how many hours I put into this. You have no idea.
I just
did it look like the Rat King when you were done?
The clean one, or
thought it looked good.
This line is interesting. They're starting to add in Mirage stuff, like the Casey here, which we've seen already. But I had to throw him in there because that's the part of the way she is in now. I mean, literally, it's just a recolor.
I love that. I will get that just because I'm a huge Casey Jones fan.
Yeah. But it's just weird that they're getting into, like, Mirage characters now. Because, like, that's what NECA's doing. But I don't know. So, whatever. They're doing whatever the fuck they want, I guess. But
so, like, a person like me that doesn't do anything for. I've got the other Casey Jones, and I don't need this one. But I'm not...
Oh, God.
As much of a Turtles fan.
I was reading the comments, and Darth Bernie said, look at Brie Larson's feet, and they are fucked up.
What?
They are fucked up.
Those are her feet?
Those are not.
Those are not. Those are, she wouldn't go out in public like that, really?
Oh, man.
No. No, that's those same photos were used for the one... I don't know, what is she, like, on the Supreme Court, or she's like a, you know, like she's some political person? Those are the same photos they use for her feet. All right, move on. Come on, Cody, let's go. You got to fucking move this shit along.
Why would they
man.
Use Brie Larson's feet for some Supreme Court lady?
It's not. I don't think it's either of their feet, Stephen.
Okay, that's Brie Larson.
Yep.
And that's her foot.
Yeah, the other one was the other feet were drawn by Rob Liefeld. Move on, Cody.
Of course,
no desire at all.
No,
none.
The Ninja Newscaster April. Nope. Better than the vintage toy, I'll tell you that.
I'm
classic
in.
Rocker Lisa.
I'm in all day long. All day long.
This is the fun shit I love.
The fucking the double neck fucking Cheap Trick guitar.
Yeah.
That is all so right.
Well, they got punk rocker Don, although he comes with a fucking keytar.
He's supposed to come with a keytar.
I know,
he
but came a punk with a rocker with a fucking keytar? I just...
Okay, name one of the best punk rock songs of all time featuring a keytar. My Prerogative by Bobby Brown. That's punk all day. They say I'm crazy. You know what I mean? And that chick's playing the keytar in the video. You know what I'm talking about? But I really don't care.
Yeah. Bobby Brown is the coolest punk rocker I've ever
seen. Dude, it's in the song. It's my punk rockative.
How'd you like that one, Mav?
Yeah. I'm not laughing. I'm just smiling. Fuck you, Mav. All day long. That video made me want to be a guitarist.
Until he has to leave.
You know what I mean?
All day long until he has to leave for D&D.
I'm not going to D&D. I'm going to a fucking funeral.
It's still going to be going on at the funeral.
Somebody I've never met.
It will be all day for him.
Premium DNA dropped their new wave of Mad Balls figures. Clang Fang, Wolf Breath, Swine Sucker, and my favorite, Slobulous. All looking hot and sexy and gross.
These are super fun. I'm not buying them because I don't have the room, I don't have the money, but at the end of the day, I think they're super cool, man.
These fucking gross-ass things. They're so cool. And they're based on... I mean, yeah, they're based on the balls from back in the day, but they also had those head poppers, which had bodies. So I'm not sure. I think it's Clang Fang, who was never made, but
regardless,
I never had any of the head poppers. I only found out those existed like a few years back, but God damn it, these are beautiful.
I had that head. Wasn't that just a head, Jeremy?
Yeah.
It was a mad ball.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what he said 5 minutes ago. You gotta pay attention.
Was it one of those head poppers he was talking about?
No, but I mean, they had both. So, like, they had the regular mad ball, the squishy head, and then they had the head poppers, which were a little smaller, and you could bleep, shoot the heads off them. Yeah, Clang Fang here.
I might have to buy these. I don't know why.
But
my 9 to 5's got canceled, so I got that freed up a little bit of money for a pre-order.
Well,
so.
And if you go right now and go onto like Big Bad Toy Store,
those 9 to 5's got canceled.
Neither can I.
They did.
Paperclip Warriors? You kidding me?
Wait, they got canceled?
Yeah.
Lame.
They didn't make the minimum order quantity, so they're fucking canceled. I got an email last week.
Wow.
I know. I was surprised as everybody else.
Surprise. Some things just catch you off guard.
Yep. Jeez. I was surprised. I was as surprised by that getting canceled as I was Steve buying another round of G.I. Joe. So
so if you get in early, like if you buy them before tomorrow, which is the 17th, you'll get, I think you might get the trading cards anyway, but they basically show you. Like,
never mind. Sorry, I'm interrupting you right now. I just remembered why I didn't order the first round of these, even though I loved them.
Why?
It was Megalopolis.
Oh,
so
well, yeah. Oh, was it Curtis? Yeah, of course it's Curtis.
Is he reminding us?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
we choose to ignore him.
$200.
He's reminding. Did he super chat?
Okay. Yeah, we have to fucking read it, I guess.
Jesus.
Oh, I didn't even see that. I just saw it was on the clip that he put up. I didn't notice Curtis.
Yeah.
Use your 5 questions wisely, Pete.
Well, Curtis, you'll be able to. I think.
That seems like an arbitrary comment, Darth Bernie.
If Curtis is going to PowerCon, he'll have a chance to.
If Curtis is going to PowerCon, he's there now.
And
I think Curtis is running PowerCon, isn't he?
Anyway, if you get this early fucking bird bullshit, you get a free Madball shirt, or you can just purchase it later if you don't, which I won't be able to, so I'll have to wait. Plus, it only goes up to 2X, so fuck you. But I used to have that art right there on a post or on a folder.
So I think the only Madball I had was a kid was the baseball one because it looked like a baseball.
Oh, I had that mummy one.
I'm pretty sure my balls were mad at me when I figured out I could masturbate.
If you go to Big Bad Toy Store right now, you can get Wave 1 for $40 each. So
we're just tired, Pete.
Getting real tired, boss.
Put the Tyra Flyer back in the Goosebumps book and go play outside like a normal kid. Oh, there's something in the attic. There's something in my pants too, R.L. Stein.
Mine were mad too, but for a different reason, because I was trying to resist the sin.
No, yours were mad because they were always covered in peanut butter, you dog fucker. All
right. Are you out here? All right. Swinging around, Trev.
Poor dog.
Hey, do me a favor, guys. Plug the fucking iPad in, if we could.
If you guys are getting up, I'm going to pee real quick.
So. I know it's a lot to ask. But
break time on the show here. Yep. Bear with us, people.
All right. Have a good day, everybody.
Yeah.
Listeners, it's been a pleasure.
Yep. Have fun
at
your funeral.
Except for you, Maverick.
That shirt looks great.
I know. Yeah. Thank you. I'm really happy. I almost like the black with the red better, but I wore that yesterday.
It's like nice quality, too.
It is. And Steve, I'm never going back.
Never going
I'm
back.
I'm in the talls now, baby.
The talls, yeah, that's a good way to go.
The talls are where it's at.
They work good.
I can be like randomly in the grocery store and do the YMCA and not show people my belly button.
That's hot. So. I don't know if anybody heard Pete's side of that conversation, but maybe Cody's mic picked it up. I don't know. So, yeah. Mad balls. Huh. Those are interesting.
Well, Cody, I just kind of was reacting to the price.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so four of them for
$200,
$50 each. But they're big. If I remember right, they're not as big as what I was thinking. Then
that's four deluxe legions. That's
nostalgia drug. For
yeah,
some, you know.
Well, right, like I totally get it with for Jeremy. Like that's a toy you friggin' loved. Of course, you're gonna want to get them. I think they're neat.
I think they're neat. Yeah, there's not a place in my collection for it.
Although I do think a shelf of them standing there
would look cool.
It would look really cool. Yeah.
But I mean, everything would look cool if we had the space for it.
Yeah, everything. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that would look cool. I don't know about those paperclip warrior bullshit. I'm not sure if that.
You're not in on those.
Not sure if that ever was going to be something I would really pander or you know, yearn for.
Yeah.
But the toy man is back.
Fart.
Should have adjusted that mic a little. It was a weak one, though. If it would have been one of his, you know.
One of my patented. I got to get on a certain angle. If you get, like, on a wooden chair or something.
A wooden chair reverberates.
And you just spread yourself, like, through the cheeks, and just gets all pop, 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 snap. And it's just, chef's kiss, man.
Oh, that's another thing I forgot to bring up about the Mario movie, but the music.
Beautiful.
Oh, anyways, let's move on.
It's gorgeous. You gonna see it, Travis? God damn it!
I think I will probably see it. I will see it. The question is, am I gonna see it in the theater? It's probably the better way to put it. I know if just me and Heidi go, there's gonna be a handy though.
Touche. Big white glove.
Last thing.
Just make sure you do it when Princess Peach is on screen.
Oh, last thing. This was the Master of the Multiverse himself. He Skeletor went on sale. It's already sold out, but I just figured I'd talk about it real quick because that is just a fantastic.
Do you like that? See, it's really not doing anything for me.
Oh, no, it doesn't. It's supposed to look like the one in the comic book, and his chest armor isn't even the same.
Dollar signs. That's what it does for me.
Yeah.
Dollar signs.
But I'm a fucking completist with this line, so I had to get him.
I didn't even try.
I think that's the coolest one you've shown us.
Of course you would.
Well, it's Faker.
I mean, but I think it's a different shade of blue.
It is a different shade of blue. It's like a Faker with a filter on. You took a picture of a Faker and
TikTok he's
got
Faker.
Black hair instead of...
That's brown.
Well, in that picture.
Just...
Anyway. He was, you know, it was anti-Eternia, and he was the good guy, so... That's where you had anti-Eternia He-Man, which would have been bad guy. Hence the reason why he's the good guy. There you go. Did you get him? Who gives a fuck? Move on. Isn't there some... you got some stuff? Anybody else have some stuff? Wasn't there some Mythic Legions or Cosmic Legion stuff?
That's for later.
Oh.
No. I'm talking to Cody. Not what you said.
Oh, okay. I thought you had like a plan or some shit.
No. Mythic Legion stuff?
Legion stuff.
Cosmic Legions, they've shown some pictures of them in box. Like final production, ready to go pictures. They showed the Sphexians, I know, and some... They look fantastic. The new boxes, I think, are really cool.
The boxes for poxes?
The boxes for poxes.
I wonder why they decided to do that instead of the standard...
I don't know.
I mean, does CB said anything to you guys about that, or you know, when we were talking with them at MesquiteCon or Jim or anything mentioned? Why
seems
they
like
decided
Jeremy
to
mentioned something about it was kind of to be
Curtis,
maybe for those people who collect mint in box, because I know they've
Trevor,
done some
if you guys know
some cool stuff with the windows so that you know like on the sides and stuff so you can see some of the parts.
I hate to tell you this, Kyle, when I'm talking to those guys at MesquiteCon, it's rarely ever about the toys.
Trev's had to find out how their wives fart.
I am not a very good reporter.
He just wants to party.
Yeah. The 2 weeks are left on these bad boys.
There you go.
Yep. My recommendation is get in and get them while you can from the Four Horsemen because you will be getting them at the best price possible.
For those of you who are not on YouTube, he's talking about the, what is this sort of name for this wave?
Book two.
Book two for...
There is much more of a name, but...
what's your order of your favorites?
Oh, wow. Gosh.
Come on, go.
Ooh. I'm gonna go alien. The gray skinned alien. I don't have the names in front of me, which I couldn't say them anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I'm gonna go gray skinned alien. The green whiplash dragon. homage. Then I will probably go the Sphexian Miner. Then the Red Pilot. Then the chick. And then that stupid character from He-Man.
The Manny
wow,
Faces.
Wow, that's going to be interesting. Because I will go with Manny Faces first. The Pilot, which is the Red Trooper.
Yep.
The Whiplash, the Sphexian, the gray skin, and the girl that has the gun.
Yeah, those, the alien dude, the gray skin dude, and then the chick are definitely last on my list. Yeah, I like
it's
the
wild.
Country looking things.
I'm
for everyone.
I like mm-hmm. the I think the pilot, then the blue haired chick, then the alien, then the Manny Faces, and then the two bigger. For me, I the red one is. I think the pilot is cool.
Pilot's very cool.
Cody, what about you?
I think the blue haired chick is underrated for sure.
I do too. Yeah,
I think she looks really good.
Yep.
That's what the funny thing about like, so five different opinions.
Yeah,
they are going to be one of those things. Apparently it's not book two. Thank you, Jesse. It is Outpost Zaxxius.
One job.
And I don't know who said that Poxus. I must not have been listening to us. Who said Poxus was going to be?
I think we were talking about.
You're talking about the cosmic.
Cosmic.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So
Poxus will be in the standard.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Poxus will cosmic. Be.
And Mythic maybe they Legions did it just to keep it separate.
Mythic Legions are staying Mythic Legions.
Yeah. But I'm just wondering, is there a? I mean. Other than keeping the Mythic Legions and the Cosmic Legions separate, is there a reason why they went to the boxes other than that? I mean, is there a cost thing going on? Is there...
I think just probably to separate and make them look cool. I mean...
Yeah.
Yep. Would be my guess.
Yeah. All great figures, to be honest.
Head on over to Store Horseman. Make sure you get your order in. Otherwise, you'll be getting them from dirty retailers like me.
Also, people are seeming to get their hands on those video game figures.
Yes, around the corner.
I've seen some pictures of people that have them, and the packaging looks sweet. They're, they're all freaking deluxe builder, crazy like the original Barbarian builder was. Some have two torsos and all different kinds of options. So, pretty excited to get those in hand.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Is that it for toy news?
That's it for toy news. Do we have drama?
I didn't have a lot of time to try and find drama because we recorded so recently.
So you had a hard vacation there.
And but I did, I definitely got a good one here that was sent to me by Lacey Dean. And let me go find it real quick. And it's just one of those ones where I read it to Kyle, and Kyle's like, where is the drama come in this? But Marvel Legends Collectors, Daniel Morrell's post, got for $60 at a flea market today, and it's a picture of the box set, Marvel Legends Alpha Flight set. So six figures in this set. I think it was like $100, $120, probably $120, something like that. Got this for $60 at a flea market today. Kid didn't know the price and called his brother. Pretty sure he messed that one up because everything else they had was overpriced.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like the normal stuff that triggers people.
Where's the drama coming in that post?
Yeah.
You ripped a kid off? Is that it?
Steven Stort says, I really don't get people in these groups that post about taking advantage of others.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Here we go.
Oh, victim mentality.
Yeah.
Especially when you call them a kid. We're collecting heroes and brag about dishonorable behavior.
Fuck yeah, we're villains.
Yeah, we like the villains too. Shut your face, dickhole.
Hey, they ain't got their shit right. If it... Jesus.
You make it up if everything on the other rest of the table was overpriced like the guy said, then if they sell it, then they'll make some, they'll make their money back.
Yeah.
So Daniel Morales, the original poster, comes back and says, I'm 40. If you're in your 20s, you're a kid. Go cry about it. You act like I stole it. He gave me a price and I paid for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'll be $60. I am a hero, so I will give you 65.
I think you're a little low.
Wesley Rivera comes in. Geez, calm down, Chad. If you don't feel you did anything wrong, why do you feel you need to defend yourself? You're making yourself look guilty, like you knew you were taking advantage of the guy. I don't understand what you were looking for. Praise? Admiration? Validation? You should have just posted your score and moved on.
Wow.
Oh, man, it's
somebody's
really bad.
The leader.
I get really pissed off when somebody's like, hey, look at this great deal I got. I'm pissed. You screwed somebody!
Daniel, the OP, comes back. I like how he handled this. I think this is probably usually the appropriate way to handle something like this. Hey, Wesley, shut the fuck up, clown. You sound stupid as fuck.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's probably the best way you can handle that.
Agreed.
There was another post. I can't remember the guy's name, and I wasn't in the group, so I couldn't grab it, but it got shared amongst a lot of us, and there was the guy trying to sell a Star Wars collection for, like, $32,000 or something.
No,
like
he had 90s Power of the Force, the original re-release stuff back in 95, and he was trying to sell the lot for $22,000. Now, that is about 90% more than what I value it at. Now, of course, he said, well, there's, you know, one of a kinds and there's six variants. And I'm like, I know that line backwards and forwards. Unless you've got something production, they're not, you know, there aren't that many variants or exclusives. And the ones to make it up, yeah, to make that up. And I'm like, those figures are $4 each or three, you know, 3 for $10 in my booth if I had any left. They're not worth that. And there are people saying, well, if you can get 5,000 for it, go for it. And I'm like, no, you're not going to get 5,000. You're going to get, you know, $3 a figure and maybe $10 on the variants. You got nothing. And this guy just kept, you know, banging it out and banging it out. And then he got tired of the drama on that page. So then he started it on another page and reposted it. And people followed him over to that because they're in the same groups. And it's like, dude, did you not learn anything when you posted this stuff that, you know, you're not going to get any sympathy. You're not going to get anybody that's going to give you $22,000.
Yeah.
And if you do, then send them to me because I got shit that right, I'll sell to you when he's done.
That's all the drama I had. So not much.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Forgive you.
One thing about going back to the Grand Rapids Comic Con for your locals that are with us, they are bringing it back to Grand Rapids next year. It's going to be north of town in an old furniture building.
The Spring Fling.
The Spring Fling will be at the Art Van and on Alpine.
But you know,
Grand Rapids Comic Con, the big one, is always at Grand Rapids.
Yeah, I guess the question I would say though is, what if that show actually did good there? You think they're still going to be like, we can't go back to that facility? It's
well, you can't go back to it, or you got to call it something different. You can't call it the you know, Grand Rapids Toy, right. You know, Spring Fling, and have it, you know, 40 miles away.
Yeah,
it's, you know,
Kalamazoo is gross.
So gross. So gross.
I know.
It's a gross town.
Yeah. It's not pretty.
Ugh.
But you guys like New Jersey.
I don't like New Jersey either, but I love the people that are there.
Yeah, yeah.
I absolutely love them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Next week is...
Tulip.
Tulip City, which, yeah. Let me guess, you're not going, right?
No.
I'll be there. I'll be at Tulip. Right. Yep.
I'll go. I'm going to go to it. I don't have a...
You got a table?
Matt gave me the option, and I just don't know yet. So, guess I'm kind of leaving him hanging. But I don't know if I want to go through the... It really wouldn't be me setting it up. But I don't really know if I want to go through the setup and tear down and all that shit. But
yeah.
I do need money really bad. But I don't sell well at that show, so...
What about toys? You got toys to sell?
Yeah, but that means...
That means
work.
Work.
Yeah, he doesn't have anything processed.
You don't need money that bad.
No, this is six days out from setup. He doesn't have anything processed, so.
Yeah. You could do some easy. I mean, there is some easy stuff that you. I mean, you could just go, and even if you just had a table of stuff, if you just went and looked through your collection, you're like, these are easy. I know, $10 each or whatever. I mean,
could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's a no.
I have no. All these, like, this ambition inside of me, but yeah. It never comes out.
I understand.
It dies once any sort of action has to be made.
I totally get it.
So,
I'm bummed that I can't make it, but this is an example of me being just a shitty friend and money being more important.
Is it Kane again?
It is Kane, yeah. It is a Chicago toy show where I will be, hopefully, making money.
Is Matt doing this on purpose, or is it just so happens to be that weekend every fucking year?
I know Matt. I think Matt's dates change, is what I think. You know, it's weird because that show is always on the
third Sunday of the month.
It's always going to be on
April.
Third
in October.
Mm-hmm. And I understand too. You know, it's not like, you know, having that show the same time as, the Chicago Toy Show, it's not hurting Tulip City.
No, but it's hurting our friends.
Yeah, you know, that's really, I mean, that's it, though. I mean, so I don't think, if I'm Matt, I'm not going to look at a show that's happening 4 hours away, and, you know, because, I mean, I do wish I could be there, but I would never be like, dude, you have to change your dates so I can be there. I just, you know.
Why not?
And I don't think sometimes they don't have a choice. You know, you're trying to get a venue.
It might be the only date that's there. Or it could be the week before and it's double the price.
Right.
And that's where Matt says, yeah, okay, Trav, enjoy Chicago. I'm not going to spend, you know, $3,000 on the facility instead of $1,500 or whatever.
Maybe the next week is the Wooden Shoe Convention.
Yes, who knows?
In Holland.
You never know.
I will say that is one of my... I really liked doing that show, especially because we did the... You know, we would do the night before kind of live show. So I did really love doing that show. It was always fun. But, I don't know. Like I said.
But fuck them.
Fuck them. Money. Money.
But fuck them.
Yeah. But fuck them for money.
Yeah. But fuck them.
Yep.
All right. None of the PowerCon non-attendee drama. What's the non-attendee drama? I know some shit's sold out already.
The non-attendee drama is there are people that are now, like I saw one post where someone, you know, I don't even know if he was really complaining, but he was saying, you know, originally you're told the only way you could get these figures was to
be there
at the show. So people are now complaining that they planned a vacation, paid for tickets that are non-refundable, not the show, but like a plane tickets, you know, plane flights. And now, all of a sudden, they wouldn't have had to do that because they could have just bought the figures, the exclusives. So now what you have is PowerCon did this thing that was great for everybody, right? But you still are going to have some people that now are upset that they did this thing that was great for everybody.
Yeah, and I think the post you're talking about, the guy was upset because, you know, it was $10 more and it had to be shipped and he was doing this and planning a vacation around buying action figures. And my thought was, and he mentioned about inflated scalper prices was the words I think he used. To my response was, no, that's current market value. Mm-hmm. But if you're going, you know, just pay the extra. Why would you spend money for a plane or a long car drive and a hotel to get said action figures and then complain when they're, you know, $20 more?
Agreed. I will pay he's going to call
this for
the
years.
Scalper inflated price. I'll pay that in a minute compared to going on a whole trip.
Yeah, why would I spend $1,000 when I can spend $25? Yeah.
Can you... We got problems. The four of us got problems.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we are hoarders. We obviously are spending money on, you know, these little plastic figures. Is there a figure that could be made that would cause you to plan a vacation just to go to a toy show to get that figure?
Nope. No.
Hell no.
Never.
Fuck that.
Mm-mm. I'll pay the inflated scalper price or whatever.
Yeah.
Or have, you know, maybe I know somebody who's going and will hook me up or some shit. But and I, if I'm not mistaken, now, yes, I quote unquote work for Power Count or whatever, but I don't know shit about what's going on. So, like, if I'm not mistaken, in the beginning, wasn't it like, weren't they saying that there might be some after available?
I don't know if I that ever was said.
Well, it's typical PowerCon procedure.
Yes, mm-hmm. If it doesn't all sell, you they usually would do
that's
that.
Pretty straightforward.
PowerCon
anywhere
PowerCon has always done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they used but to they do that say before that
limited quantities, so you may yeah not get what you want
exactly.
So yeah, this is the guaranteed way to get them.
But you got to remember too, so you two are PowerCon veterans, and not that you've gone to like every one of them or anything like right that, but you guys have gone, you understand how this works, and you've been buying PowerCon exclusives for years even before you were going to PowerCon.
Yep.
Okay, with the this year, the way PowerCon has done it, where they have gotten all these toy lines to create
exclusives,
show exclusives, which we all think is awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, of course, and I get it, we're going, but they are getting a lot of fans who have probably never been to a PowerCon, given a shit about PowerCon exclusives.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden they're getting all these new people. Well, guess what you get when you get the new people?
Whiners.
Yeah, that's true.
And you think the shit hit the fan right now, pre, you're going to have somebody who goes to the show to buy it and they don't get one. But then people that did the non-attendee that didn't go to the show, even though they paid a little more.
And, but that's going to be on them, because PowerCon has been very clear. You buy the stuff up front. Like, there's not, we don't get to walk in and be like, oh, here's the exclusive table, I'm going to just buy what right, I want. No, that's not how it
you're
works.
You're guaranteed one because you bought one through the site.
Yes.
So they're not going to have them on site to sell to people?
Now, there's a possibility.
If they have
some,
enough.
Yeah, there's some booths might, or some yeah companies or whatever.
Yeah, we've been to PowerCon and gotten there, and they've been like, hey, we have some extra of this, and they sold the tickets right there. But that's not...
It's not guaranteed. Oh,
that's not okay the norm or the guarantee. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And...
But it has happened.
Like, they're not going to have some of those now, probably, would be my guess. Because I would think they probably all... I mean, at least three or four have sold out now, right?
Well, technically, Creative Beast had three dinos, so mm-hmm there's three right there. And then Lee Toys had their little lizard dude. He's gone. And then the Four Horsemen, Demistros is yep gone. So,
and people are just always gonna whine.
They are, and I know like shipping for some of this stuff is up as well. And I've seen, you know, PowerCon responding to stuff being like, "Yeah, sorry." I mean, that's just where shipping prices are right now. Especially like if you're in California, like they've gone way up. So you just gotta kind of expect it, which sucks, but it is what it is.
Yeah. I know, there might be more. I don't know if they're the guys are commenting anything else on it, but there might have been more to it. But it's just one of those things where I don't feel like they can ever really make. I mean, you're gonna have. We feel like the Horsemen try to do everything they can to keep their fans happy.
Mm-hmm.
People still get pissed at them every time something happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's human emotion. You yeah know? It's just some people are bitches, man.
Yes.
So it's going to happen.
Gosh. And they, and not only, they have to put the stuff online. Like they have yeah to. Got to let people know how they feel.
You gonna vend out there?
Yeah. PowerCon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're good to go.
Nice.
Yep.
Gavin and Deanna.
They just got
nice
in.
Nice. Good deal.
Yep.
Yeah. We should, man, try to get everybody. Everybody to vend out there. Fuck. Mm-hmm. Be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be so good. That's just like, that's one of those shows that was, it's just going to get better.
Yeah.
Like, I know how much fun we had last time. We're going to have more fun this time.
Right. It's the same guy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So we know we're going to have a good time.
Yep.
I'm not.
Yeah, he won't. He'll go to bed early.
I'm just planning on having...
He's not going to go to the pink room with us.
I'm going
to
cut it back a little bit. The fun.
You better.
Calm it down.
You're a little out of control.
Yeah, last year... I mean, Steve, come on, man.
Yeah. Brick killed a guy. With a trident.
Jesse says here, they are show exclusives. If you don't go, be happy you have a chance like this. Good point, Jesse. Yep. Good point.
I didn't get one. Anybody got an extra Demetrius?
You still haven't?
I have to buy a ticket.
No, you... Did you just miss the non-attendees thing we were talking about?
Don't remember when he said the ticket cost $10? Like, he messaged you in the thing and said, Steve, the ticket is only
$10. I ain't paying $10.
Or you could have had your wife sign up and be like, I'm not going to go, so she could have ordered one for you.
Here's my question for you. Since they're only allowed two per booth and not per badge, how many did you guys get? Two.
Yeah.
Not each.
No.
Two.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And it's not you guys. It was me.
Yeah. So he wasn't going to get one unless...
Unless I bought another ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I don't need because I already have a ticket.
Did you do that?
Or you went...
I just got two.
Or you went Saturday morning when they said the non-attendees can purchase it.
Yeah, and but even then I got to pay more.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah. You would have to pay $10
more. Pay more now.
The whole group, we know somebody's going to have an extra.
Yes.
That's what I think.
I should have ordered two.
Oh, you do?
I only go under
son of a bitch. Wow. Why would you do that?
I didn't want to feel greedy.
You wanted someone else to have a chance, just not you.
But to be fair, this was way before they even went on sale and shit. So
yeah. I need somebody in our group will have one.
I will have one. I mean, you're really
chapping his ass.
Especially because I can't charge you $10 more even. Well,
I mean, you could.
Well, he's not paying it.
Somebody's going to have one. Somebody will take pity on me. I'll pull some stuff.
Even though we like reminded you a million times. Fucking Travis was like, get a hold of me. Let me know. And...
No. Get a hold of him on other things.
Yeah. That
it was
one
never
was
to get
not,
Demetrius.
Yeah, that one I was
like... He took the two Demetrius. He's like, hey, you guys want all this other shit? Go ahead. But I opened you out with Demetrius.
Did anybody order the menstrual? The menstrual cycle?
What are you talking about?
Did you say the menstrual cycle?
Yeah, it's like a menstruation.
What are you talking about?
It's the red dude. He's all blood red.
Dang,
it's like Zodak.
So is the Furious Four.
No, you guys don't look like...
Oh, you're talking about the... can you go down there, Cody, just a little bit?
Yeah, that guy on the right.
Yeah, of course Jeremy probably got that one.
No, I didn't.
Really? You skipped out on that one,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
The reptilian soldier from Les Toys.
Sold out!
Yep.
Yeah, last year I got one of their... I think I got their...
Man, I can't believe that $250 Merman bus didn't sell out.
Well, I am actually surprised it didn't sell out because there's...
It's not $250. It's more than that, isn't it?
There's only... No, I think it was...
The Merman bus? How much is that?
$250. It's not... Well, I don't think it's a huge...
It's not life-size.
It's 1.5.
It's 1.5.
Yeah, whatever that is. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's only like 8 inches tall, I think, something like that.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of money for...
It is, but usually they don't make a lot of them.
No.
Usually
I see that, and the first thing I think
price
of is
fourth Mad Balls.
God, look at that! The Zolo, what is that? The Death Dealer.
Yep.
That thing's $100.
Yeah.
So is the other, is how much is that other one?
72.
Yeah, the Death Dealer is. Wow.
I'm sure the Death Dealer they had to pay a licensing fee.
Sure.
Yep.
I like the skeleton.
Yeah, the glow in the dark. Skeleton.
The Foosh skeletons are really cool. Yeah. I think I did not order those. I kind of regret that, which obviously I could. Yeah, I could go on and get them now. But does it surprise you guys what hasn't sold out or what sold out first?
Depends on how many there are, too, because we don't know how many they started with.
I'm surprised to see that the Sphero ape, Beastman ape, is still there.
Yeah. He's very cool.
But
you wonder how many... Each has.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. The quantity is a huge part. But $67 is also... It's
a bit steep for a figure, but...
Well, they were 50.
That's a big one, all right?
They were 50
he's
on the
beefy scale.
I wonder if the Sphero table will actually have figures in stock to buy.
I'm almost 100% sure they're going to.
Because I could see myself getting, like...
Accidentally start a collection of them.
Just be like...
Mm-hmm. Last year, no one had fucking anything.
I know, but they got their product now, their Kickstarter.
I could see myself doing an impulse buy.
Yeah. I'd buy that.
Steve, if you want to do an impulse buy, let's just go upstairs because I got them up there. Okay.
That's different.
It's going to be different when I'm at the show. It's right in front of me.
Yeah, but like it's
they're
right
great.
There.
They're great people. You could have a conversation with them.
Yeah. I think the Formo Toys ones are pretty fucking cool too. I'm surprised those haven't gone out.
Yeah.
Yet.
But. It did not surprise me at all that you know, Demetrios was the first one to sell out. And
it was sorted by best selling. So these are the best sellers.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow, that is neat.
So the
that you could see that.
The wrestlers are doing pretty good too, huh?
Wrestling fans are crazy.
Yeah.
I've always wanted a Spencer Powers figure.
Well, there you go. Now's your chance. Pixel Dan. So yeah.
Gosh, it's gonna be fun.
It is.
It's gonna be so much fun.
Yep. Not for me.
He's already talked himself down. I'm not going to have any fun. I'm not going to get the toys I want.
He doesn't even have to fucking pay for a room.
He's not going to set up a booth.
He's not going to set up a booth. He's gonna not going to buy anything.
Walk in with the little head rack. Yeah. Set it down. Sit down.
Ignore everyone else.
Just have people hand him money.
Yeah. What a dick.
We'll see. Everybody and their brother's a painter now, so...
That's
I'm
true.
Seeing a lot of that. To be, oh yeah, we're gonna be. Ready. Oh,
you're the one
that
started letting people in your little group there.
Yep.
Well,
so you get for being a nice
I'll
guy.
I'll paint myself. I'll paint a figure. I can paint this head myself. Yeah. Does it look?
Why
like
is that
this?
So much?
Will it look
paint.
Like this when you're done with it? Why do you even try?
Wow. All right.
All right.
What's next?
Butt plugs. We got any butt plugs?
Yeah,
we've been talking about shows for an hour.
Matthew Rodriguez is starting to promote his upcoming Kickstarter for Armies of Ashmore. He's got a page now for Armies of Ashmore on Facebook you can join. You want to go check it out. These are his dinosaur figures sculpted by the Four Horsemen, or by Four Horsemen Studios. These figures are cool. You guys have seen me posting pictures of one. I have a prototype in at my house that I have gotten to play with and mess around with. It's not even a prototype. I mean, the thing is, well, it is a prototype. It's not. It'll fall over in a stiff wind because it's not put together like it should be. But you can show that. Show the other picture. Well, let's show them both. There's another one. Scroll down and you'll find a cooler picture. This is my favorite picture.
Now, why have you been given these?
Yeah.
Because
he's sucking Matt's dick.
No, no. The story behind this is I don't think Matt will mind if we share.
We'll go to his show, but
is his painted prototypes are basically statues, like most painted prototypes are. They're glued together because they're not put together by the factory. So, Wolf King printed the parts and then sent them to me. And then, I installed the pins and covered the joints. So the holes aren't there to have it loosely put together. So we could have a slightly articulated version so we could show some cool shots.
Oh, cool.
So that's why I have that. And it's Matt's. And when I see Matt, he may take it. I don't know if he wants that, but yeah. So, we just wanted to do some, show a little bit how it moves around a little bit. So,
I think that Kickstarter starts this weekend at the show, doesn't it?
Not this. Maybe. It's 27th.
Yeah,
because
the show is
it?
A week from today.
Is it announced yet?
It is.
Oh, the date
it
is announced.
Announced.
Oh, so, I'm glad. Yikes.
And we'll get Matt on during the Kickstarter to really.
Yeah.
On this show to really break it down and go over some stuff. And we all hope that our listeners support them because these figures are really cool. I'm a huge fan of them, especially now that I've gotten to kind of mess around with one. These would be badass.
Yeah. I don't know where they're going to hang out on my shelves. Maybe with the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, they definitely would fit.
Mm-hmm.
They'd fit in there. So this is Matt's seventh Kickstarter that he has run. Wow. I know this will be his eighth, actually. I don't know what is that. Anyway, regardless. But
Interesting.
That is wild. Mostly his comics.
Yeah.
He's played in this sandbox before, though, so he knows what he's doing. It's going to be fun.
Yep. It's going to be
Plus
fun.
Plus, he's got a cool commercial coming up for him. So.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. It's got cool music for the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So,
free?
No. I got to tell you, Matt's the biggest one being like, bitch, you need to get paid. And then when I gave him a fucking price for the Tulip City commercial, he went, yeah, maybe next year. And then I went, dude,
after he has it?
Yeah. And I go, no. I go, dude, I'll work with you. And he's like, oh, okay. And then I did it, and then he paid me almost what I asked him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what the fuck, dude? He's like my biggest champion. Like, you need to get paid for what you're doing. And then was like, I'm not going to pay, so maybe next year. Then he paid me anyway. Whatever the fuck. He's fucking bipolar.
Or he's a salesman.
Yeah, he's a salesman. God damn it.
It's like he's a used car salesman.
That fucking smile, too.
I love Matt.
Yeah, I love him to death.
Mm-hmm.
I love him as much as I want to punch him.
depends on the message shred day, huh?
Yes.
Super excited about it. It's going to be fun watching his little journey.
Yeah.
Little Matthew's growing up.
Yeah, sure is. Mm-hmm. Right in front of our faces.
Yep.
Should be grown by that receding hairline. That means he's pretty well.
Thanks, UPS guy.
Thanks, UPS guy.
I had to leave because I have D&D. Not really. It was a funeral, but fuck me.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Go first.
It's been pretty quiet for me. I will say the Patreon episode that we had, that was probably my best haul, which obviously we've discussed and talked about. But I did pick this up from Justice Curry's collection.
Okay. Tell us what that is.
It's a dog.
Well,
how do you not know what that is?
Is that from the Hulk movie?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
There
you go.
That's
fucked up. You gonna turn on the spinner? Come on. Turn on the spinner. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
There we go.
Does that dog look like a spinner to you?
It's Max.
Is that from the old Hulk?
Yeah, the Eric Bana one.
Yeah.
Where they had the three dogs that he was fighting? One was a fucking poodle.
You didn't get that one.
Don't
Damn.
Get too excited from that angle, Steve.
Guys.
I saw this and I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta have that. I can't wait to see the chubby that Steve gets.
Well,
I mean, it looks like it.
It's a very
sure.
muscular dog.
Yeah.
Give you a little pushback, Steve. Might have to work for this one.
It looks like you might be able to back up to him,
too. Did you buy that specifically for Steve jokes? Or did you have another reason?
I'm actually going to put a goblin on it.
Steve wants to be gobbling his dick.
Stupid. You guys are stupid. One little slip of the word. One little word swap. Taking the verb and switching it with the...
Oh, God.
That's actually two verbs, isn't it?
I guess it could be an adjective.
Love. If I love something, if I'm loving, isn't love a verb in that case?
Oh, what's a verb?
Love. It's an
verb?
Action.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like it could also be an adjective, right?
It could
What
be.
Kind of dogs? Oh. Fucking dogs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man. That's great. Can't wait to see the goblin on it.
Oh.
Fucking Curtis. Check out the new YouTube show, the 30th one that I have. Let's go. Off World with Sean Scavarna, Jesse Arnold, Curtis Ackerman, and the Dooch and Curtis Ackerman. It's a really fun show. If you gotta say it's fun, it's probably not fun.
Listen to you.
Pete left and I had to fill some void.
I'm a chameleon.
I can't. I am definitely going to check that show out. I got a few shows to check up on or catch up on. Theirs as well as.
There's too many shows to keep. Oh, that's why I don't even go to any of them.
It's so tough, dude.
I can't.
And then it's our European friends. Is that right? Is that what are they European?
The Euro,
I'm European.
Euro,
European.
The
Euro.
Are you talking about them guys?
Yeah, those
the
Europeans.
Euro guys.
I've listened to 1, 2, and maybe 3, I think. But they're up to like 6 now.
Yeah, they actually are doing stuff.
It's like they're filling a void.
We're just gonna be
not us. No, we took some time off. It's like
we're so irrelevant. It's sad. Horsemen are regretting making our figures.
No. I don't look at that. Look how many look how many people are pissed when we're not there. When we take a week off and no one cares, then
poor Maverick.
Then we start worrying.
Oh. I picked up a couple books at the Grand Rapids Kalamazoo Fling Spring.
Grand Rapids Craft Con.
Oh, Fling Springs?
Get him out of the
way. Yep,
then.
No problem. I got the 7 to Eternity, Volume 3. I really enjoyed this book. Super science fiction stuff. And then also Low, also from Remender, which I've really always loved this art from whoever this person is that does it. Toshisha.
Toshisha.
Let me see that. But I picked those up too, and
I
so
would
hey,
never draw that. That is way too much work.
Yeah, that don't that look crazy? But I was happy because look, you know, so even though Grand Rapids Comic Con was not the Spring Fling was not really the kind of show that I would say I want to go spend a lot of time at, I still found stuff there, so
yeah,
I was happy and got to see friends, of course, too.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for me.
Cool.
Oh, I like that, Steve. That's all a great idea. That's a great idea, Steven.
Well, I take credit
are
for
you
it.
Next?
I guess.
Okay.
I just wanted to show this off. This is something me and, well, Wolf King Customs is kind of working on.
Fucking dog.
Been taking some of our heads and sizing them down so they can be used on... on other figures like G.I. Joe's or maybe the Vala figures and stuff. I see a lot of the people in the Vala groups, they're taking a lot of Marvel heads and trying to get some variations in there. And
yeah, it's...
We thought it would be kind of fun to maybe start doing some of this, and at some point they're going to be available for purchase. So I just show a couple off that I've shown these in some Vala groups and or a Vala group, and I think I put them on Instagram, but...
what kind of reaction did you get in the Valley group?
Kind of really positive. People are like, where can I get them? You know, this and that. But
Lynn
needs to print some inventory. And
I love it.
So, yeah. These are both Emil Wickman sculpts that we've used for Mythic Legions. But we, you know, it's a different scale, obviously.
Dude, you should put one on a stormtrooper.
You should put one on He-Man.
Yeah, a nice head for He-Man.
This looks perfect, though. This is a great match. I like this a lot. I like this a whole lot.
Yeah, that's great. That's
cool. Man, every time I see these Valiverse figures, they are really nice.
Yeah, really fun.
That's super fun, dude.
So,
good job, y'all.
Next.
Super 7.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Set him on there.
Okay, wish me luck. Oh, we're going to crowd him? Okay. Don't fool. Look at that.
So,
I feel like he's gonna fall.
This is Super 7's Cobra Commander. I like I said, I've pulled back from Super 7 on the pre-ordering front when we were starting to see their Silverhawks prototypes that weren't looking good, and I'd already kind of been doing that anyways, seeing that their stuff tends to stay in stock for longer. I would rather pick them up piecemeal than have a pre-order for $200-some-odd sitting there that can just clear whenever it wants and throw you into a, like, oh, shit, that just came out of nowhere. And plus, this is a great opportunity, especially when they're doing something new, to be able to check out some reviews before you actually purchase them. So that's what I've done here is this wave, which includes Duke, Snake Eyes, and a Bat, hit. And I watched the reviews, and I was like, these things are actually looking really good. As far as, you know, as we kind of discussed earlier, they look like the cartoon.
This actually looks better. I now that I see this in hand, this is a really nice Cobra Commander.
I dig him. I like it.
Steve posted a picture, and this is probably one of the biggest reasons why I like this idea. Steve posted that picture, and it's the Saturday morning cartoon villains.
Which Cody has. You can put that up, Cody. The one where it's Mumra and Cobra Commander and
Skeletor and Mumra and all that.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what that was either.
That was Mythic Legion up on the...
Oh. Woo!
Lord Verderis took a tumble.
At least it wasn't anything important.
Yeah, so this is kind of cool here. I mean, all I need really is Megatron somehow, but he wouldn't scale properly. So,
but Masterpiece would.
Yeah, but they've done plenty of him, right? That in the cartoon form.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
In fact, this is a little off because Shredder is not the cartoon, but I actually should have used maybe NECA's Shredder in there instead. But yeah. I wanted to have them all be Ultimates too, so it kind of put me in a bind.
You ever heard about Light?
I was going to say Super 7's doing a Light. Super 7's doing a different Shredder as well. A different colored one, so he looks more like a cartoon.
So these things are packed. Here's the packaging I brought because, of course, Super 7 always kills the packages. Yep. They're always really cool. Now, I have also, while I was watching...
Shiny.
Yeah. While I was watching these... reviews, the Silverhawks were landing too, and I've been watching the Silverhawks reviews, and the Silverhawks look freaking amazing. Amazing. So now I've got...
So all that shit talking about the Silverhawks.
Well, it wasn't shit talking. I'm the one, if you remember, kept saying that this might be just a... This might not be what we actually get. I was the one that said, hold your horses. But I also was like, I'm not putting an order in until I see them.
I gotta say, I like this Cobra Commander better than any of the classified ones.
Well, when you see the one that... We'll compare this to... It's the cartoon one. It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
The one that's gonna come with his tank, you know, is this version, but it's classified version, okay. So it'll be detailed.
Hopefully,
That's gonna be a high dollar figure. I mean, they'll probably re-release it anyway, but...
This comes with another head without the gray stripe on it, because he's kind of shown... I thought he was shown that way in the cartoon, or I don't know if that's just supposed to look like,
Yeah, I don't recall.
Like he did, and like it's supposed to be more his toy form, but he comes with that option. It comes with a slew of things. He has this pink cape that you can put on him.
He has this pink cape.
And at first I was like, wait a minute here, because usually when you see him wearing a cape, it's black and red. It's black on one side, red the other. But there's
an episode.
Cartoons where him he wears this pink cape.
Yeah.
So this actually does, it's a nice cape.
It got magnets on the top?
Nope, like, it just kind of clips over his wire neck. And it stays really good. He comes with a pair of like binoculars that he uses in one episode. That snake he's holding, I don't know if you can see that. On the screen, but that snake thing he's holding is actually from a video game ad,
I think I remember that.
I just thought it looked cool. So there's some deep cut accessories, tons of hands. He's got pointing hands. He's got fists. That's a special hand that's holding that scepter that he's got in his hand right now. He's loaded with accessories and shit to put on him that are all like things from cartoons. So I'm very impressed.
Wait. So can I just get... I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm going to interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the Silverhawks are looking good?
Silverhawks.
We're going to find out. Like Quicksilver looks good?
They delayed him, but we've got...
I didn't know this. Yeah, I stopped. I was like,
But we've got Wave 2 that hit. So we've got Steel Will, which mine will be here tomorrow. And then I've ordered Bluegrass. And I'm in. From what I've seen on these reviews and what we're going to probably see in person here, I'm in. Yep. They're fantastic. I like them better. We talk about this, you know, with my Wolf King friends, because Curtis is a big fan of the Ramen Toys version.
Yep.
I think it's cool. It doesn't, the face and the proportions don't do it for me. But I'm kind of a more I guess I'm more all in on the cartoon because I remember the cartoon a little more. I had the toys, but even back then I was like, these toys don't look like the cartoon.
Yeah.
You know what? I never really cared for that cartoon.
Yeah. I don't. It's not a great cartoon now, but back then I thought they were really cool. So, you know, there's the big debate of, okay, but the Ramen Toys ones are almost really Silver, mm-hmm. They're more vac metal-y.
Right.
I don't know if they actually are vac metal. Have you seen one in person?
No.
But they were definitely more silver, more shiny than what these are. So, you know,
it's more of a dull.
Kim and Len are kind of like, well, we just want the shininess because we want it to look like the toy. And I'm like, well, I would rather it be the cartoon. Because for one thing, you don't know what you're going to get from Ramen. Are they going to complete the figures?
The series.
Right, yeah, they've been kind of open about the fact that they do a lot of different things.
If you're a big Silverhawks fan, I say you get both. That's my opinion. Do both. Well, if you're a big Silverhawks fan...
not to mention,
fan,
too, but just like Jeremy was saying, if they're not going to put them out that often, but they commit to doing it, then you can buy both of them because you're not buying them both at the same time.
Exactly.
Buy your waves of Super 7, and then when one comes out from Ramen, then just buy it, and then just wait for the next one. I think the main concern is... are they going to finish what they start?
No, I wouldn't say they would. I think Ramen's probably more of a like main heavy hitters characters.
I mean, they're bouncing around. They're doing the General
Lee.
They're doing the General Lee. They're doing Silverhawks. They're doing
Aliens,
Braveheart.
They're doing
Bravestar right now too. I mean, they're just jumping all over the place.
Yeah.
What are you going to get? Now, I love. Is it Windhammer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's.
I love
larger.
That character, that design. I think it's fun as hell.
Yeah.
You know, and I know I'm going to get that stuff.
Which one's that?
He's the, like the...
the long-haired one. He's a villain. He's the long-haired blue guy. Like, it looks kind of like a troll. And he has a tuning fork.
Tuning fork. That's what I meant.
Okay.
He's available right now. I'll have him.
He's in the wave with Bluegrass and... yeah.
So, right now, I'm just trying to play catch-up on these because they have... impressed me, and I'm very excited to take a look at what Kyle has. So I'm done, I guess.
Okay, well, then I guess
show
I'll
these accessories, but I don't think
I guess I'll go next. I grabbed a few things. One of the items I have, I think Jeremy's going to be showing, so I'll leave that alone. But I just got this. This just came in. This is Marvel Spiral. I don't know anything about this character, but it is awesome. Just looking at it, it's got all kinds of accessories. It's got the six arms, and I am debating whether I'm going to open that or not. I had my yellow sale sticker on it already, and then I'm like, oh, once I looked at it. So,
I have seen people pose this, and this would be a toy that I would want Steve to put in his little mitts so he could, because
little
she poses beautifully.
Yeah, so I'm considering cracking that open. I haven't yet, so. That came out in the wave with Longshot and Dark Phoenix, etc. So that's the only one I grabbed because I have the other ones. So
Curtis did a super chat. It says, check out the Super 7 page. Silverhawks have been scrubbed. There are rumors of licensing issues. We may not be getting anything past wave 3.
Oh my gosh. You've got to be kidding me.
I thought Flynn
owned
it.
That's what I heard too.
Can you imagine how popular she would be at a gangbang?
Curtis always has negative. He's always got negative shit though. He's always like, money. Oh, the sky's falling. The Quicksilver sucks. There's no way that this isn't what we're going to get. I'm not going to worry about it at this point.
Just going to wait and see what happens.
Fair enough.
All right. Next up is a deluxe Transformer.
What? Farted?
Yeah.
Hard?
From the Buzzworthy line. It is a Target exclusive. This is the second one they've done this. The first one they did, this is the Cybertronian version of Jazz, which you see in the first couple episodes of the series. Ooh. And, oh my God, that is rancid. That is like...
It smells like French fries.
Rotten French fries.
Yeah, greasy, very greasy, wow. French fries.
So, I was able to transform it from the bot mode into this. It only took me the first 20 minutes... of the show, but
wow, Jeremy, what are you doing? Don't wave that around. I mean,
you gotta dissipate it somehow.
That did take you a while.
It took. Did you get way before that?
No, to transform that.
I did. Yeah, yeah. I finally had to pull the directions out. Usually, I can figure that shit out. Yeah, we're on two different pages here. This side of the room is on one's page, and the other side of the room is on the ass page. And
Cody's on the ass page now.
Jesus Christ.
I'm past it. I think I'm past it.
They're like moving in a circle.
God dang, Jeremy.
I'm not going to hold it in. It's beautiful, Kyle.
Yeah. It's great. Why'd you buy this dumbass thing? God, it's a little box.
I love when Kyle brings in stuff. It's closer to what I get.
Look at this cool little square I brought.
Doesn't even have numbers on the sides.
Look at this.
You cool can't roll
square
it.
I brought.
Look at this cool square I brought. Oh, I can't get this open. Well, I'm going to... Here we go. All right. As we were talking about
the... You need help there, buddy?
Yes.
So you haven't looked at this yet?
I'm opening it right now. I bought this yesterday.
He's struggling with the plastic bag.
Here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to keep it, so I didn't tear it up.
Did you buy that at the show?
I bought this at Rocket Comics. We left the show, went to Rocket Comics.
Which, by the way, is a really cool... toy store,
yeah,
in Kalamazoo.
You've never been there before?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, it is. Okay.
It's
was that marked up?
No, this was retail. $54.99, and they gave us a coupon at the show. Edgar was actually at the show to $10 off $35. So I actually got this for under retail. So,
do you want to tell the rest of the story there, Kyle?
No, I don't, Trav. I'm good with the story that we have. Okay.
The coupon said on it.
I'm pretty sure I said no.
The coupon on it said comics.
Yeah, I didn't read the coupon.
So Kyle goes up with the toy.
And the guy goes, I'm sorry.
Puts the coupon down.
And the guy goes, it's got to be comics. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he says, I'll tell you what, you're from Grand Rapids. Thank you. He says, why don't you just go grab a comic out of the dollar bin, and then we'll take the $10 off. I'm like, okay, great. It took me 7 minutes to find a... I didn't just walk over.
A dollar comic.
Yeah.
Because you were being selective?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I would have done, too, though.
Yeah. Yep.
I would blow a dollar on a shitty comic.
Then I would have asked to use their bathroom and wipe my ass with paper.
Yeah, not me. I looked through, like, 6 long boxes.
He got it cheaper than retail.
Yeah, cheaper than retail.
They got them all in stock?
They had Bluegrass, Steel Will, and Windhammer.
No, Monstar gone?
I didn't see Monstar.
No Monstar's thrown?
Yeah, no, I didn't. I mean, I just saw the boxes.
If I remember right, he told us that, didn't he say that those were selling like crazy?
Yeah.
Monstar's in thrown.
Super 7 will get it straightened out. Did you see that they just showed that they're going to do Conan's Valeria?
Thanks, Paul. Paul just threw us $20.
Woo!
Thanks, buddy.
All right, so now that I have this open...
Nothing to say, I guess.
I'm kind of regretting canceling my pre-orders.
Appreciate it.
They're still available at BBTS.
I know. But this...
Oh, it looks amazing.
Looks amazing. Can I have your knife again, Trent?
Like, okay, if you hate Seahawks or Silverhawks...
I fucking hate Seahawks.
I guess it sucks.
Seahawks.
But if you like their designs or the toys or cartoon at all...
I don't... I'm looking at the outfit, and there is a satin sheen to it.
Yeah, there's a sheen to it. I can see it from here.
So... But this is mine. Steel Will was my favorite.
Steel Will was my favorite, too.
I grabbed him. And let's open him together,
totally,
shall we?
Totally would
have. I did not watch Silverhawks enough to have a favorite. I will say I liked the bad guy toys.
The bad guy toys were cool.
The bad guy toys.
I always liked Copper Kid.
Jesus Christ.
Really? You liked Copper Kid?
I liked Copper Kid. He spoke in a
robot
voice.
Anthony Halseal got Steel Will.
Mm-hmm.
Sent me a picture, and he's like, I'm in on the whole line. It's like Barna, and he was sending me pictures of him. They got the laser blast effects that come out of the shoulders.
Yep.
They've got.
I'll show that here in a second, but trying to get him out of the plastic without throwing.
It's
gonna
be
the
loud.
Everybody,
everywhere. Pete was here. He'd be bitching.
Okay, got him out.
Now I have heard one complaint, and the only the only complaint about him I've seen, and I think it's kind of a legitimate complaint, is the Steel twins, Steel Will and Steel Heart, his sister, were steel, so they were a gray. They weren't very blue.
Yeah.
Bluegrass was blue, and of course Quicksilver is very silver. So even if you look at the cells of his cartoon, that color isn't dead on at all. But I still think the damn thing is beautiful.
See, his face looks really good.
And that's the standard. And there's a smiling face here, which I'll actually put the plastic up here in a second. And then like his helmeted head when they puts the sheen over. And then it does have the two blast effects. It's got a weird mouth gun. Some kind of weird ass mouth gun here.
Oh, yeah?
What's a mouth gun? Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, this must be from an episode. That's because that's what they do. This must have been in an episode.
So you've got the open mouth. Jeremy, stick that on there. Let's put it so people can see it. So they got the open mouth, and then you can take the open mouth off and put a closed mouth smiling.
What in the fuck
is that?
This is a cock goblin gun right here.
80s silliness.
Yeah.
Jeremy, what do you think?
What?
Of this whole figure.
I think it looks fucking great.
Scott Baker says his Steel Will's right arm basically just falls out and his torso is super loose.
So it sounds like he got a quality. I had him out. He was a little, yeah. And then go ahead and stick this up, Trev, so it shows the accessories.
Well, that's what Super 7 always deals with, is a little bit of inconsistency.
And then he also comes with his bird. One is in the seating position, like it's sitting on his arm or shoulder, and then the other one here will show you. It's fully flexed and the wingspan is open on the bird. Trying to see the bird here that you're seeing on the screen. I don't know if it does any movement or anything, but the flying bird, the one I have here, is static. There's no parts of it that move at all. I'll give that to Steve here real quick, and then we'll set it back in the. All right, if you want to pull that down, I got another accessory thing you can sit up there so people can see. And then we'll show the bird, too, in a minute. But, yeah, I am regretting canceling this now that I see it in hand. But I did notice when I took it out of the box, it did seem a little flimsy.
It's not horrible. It's not tight. This is a little loose, but it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's nothing that's going to stop him from standing. His upper... torso part it's nothing you can't pose. I don't really know why they're doing this, and I agree with Toy Bro on this, because Toy Bro says this in his reviews. I don't know why they're giving us the ab crunch, because it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it's very little, very light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it?
Or that.
No way.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah.
He's got a waist swivel. I don't know what the point is. You could get rid of that cut right there and not
or do something different.
Well, like he says on his videos, I do recommend to watch his videos. He's a great toy reviewer. Do a Mythic Legions waist ball joint where the whole, you know.
Oh, you might have to. It may not stand up. Okay. We got him ready for Steve.
Give him back.
He's ready for Steve.
Jesus.
I was just making him balance, yo.
So I'm really happy with it. This comes with more accessories than I think I've ever seen a Super 7 standard figure come with.
There. I mean, that's still not a great pose, but at least he's not looking like he's presenting.
I wish the bird's wings moved.
I want to put his wings on him because every shot I've seen with his wings open just looks super duper.
Also, while we were at Rocket Comics, ran into Mitchell, who has been a listener of ours, not very active online, but ran into him at Rocket Comics, had a great little conversation, but it was super fun as well.
Cool. And while Steve is playing with that, that is it for me. I like I said, the only piece I brought, Jeremy brought too, so I'll let him present his.
How much was that?
That was retailed. I got it for $54.99, then I had a coupon, got it for $44.99. So.
Well, first off, then, even though you got one on the floor over there, I found this at Lang's. It's a
Total Chaos
Corn Boy figure.
Corn Boy.
Can I just say that the paint job on this ain't very great?
That's an old toy.
It is a very old toy.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's actually named Corn Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just coming to the party now.
Yeah.
Welcome.
It's him when he had glasses and long hair still.
Yep.
So.
All right, I got to get one now too.
Shit. Yep. They had another, but I think the paint job was even worse.
Oof.
So. Yeah, I had to pick it up once I found out and was told that Cornboy actually had a figure. So,
Cody, could you put our Patreon people on a wheel?
Helmeted head.
Could you do that?
Helmeted no. head.
You don't have to.
Yeah, that went well last time.
I think actually the last time it did go well. I think the first time it didn't go well, but I think. Maybe even just the $10 people? I mean, make it a little easier?
No, I can do it, yeah.
Sure. Okay. Because we do have this same Cornboy figure here graciously donated to the podcast, signed by Cornboy himself.
Oh, shit. Well, trade me.
And Chris Middlecamp donated that to the podcast, said, hey, you know, send this out to a listener. So Hobby Lobby, yeah, being the great dude that he is, and Cornboy obviously signing it as well. So when Cody gets a wheel up and it's no rush, we are going to we're going to send that to one of our Patreon listeners.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah. See, I kind of like the look with the old football helmet on him.
No, I think he's badass, to be honest, with those wings.
Yeah, don't say that, Steven.
Sorry, I think he is.
Top G.
Top G. All right, next I have, I got Frogmonger, finally. The Masters of the Universe Origins, Dungeon Dweller of Castle Grayskull, Frogmonger.
Yeah. I got one as well, and me and Jeremy have talked about the dilemma with this beautiful packaging they put on where I don't want to open it.
Yeah, it's fucked. Like, it's the back of it looks great, right? So there's all this really sweet art on it, and it covers the whole fucking back, and it looks good. I don't really like, I want to play with them, but I also really like the packaging. I don't know, we'll see what happens. I usually rip them open. So
that is cool.
He's a very unique character. I thought he just had some there's a lot of original stuff on him. I mean, at least the hands and
what? What's he from? Where was he?
He was literally part of a sticker in the bottom of Castle Grayskull that they've now made into a figure.
Cool.
So, yeah, it looks like they're going to do that with a few different things. So, I dig. He's pretty sweet. And then the last thing I brung. Ooh, sexy girlfriend.
All Patreons or?
Let's just do the $10 ones, the money wasters.
I also brought Hevil Lynn. Or Dark Lynn, as they call her, with the pretty art there. I haven't taken her out yet, so there she is.
This is an exclusive, exclusive, right?
Yeah. There we go. Pop her right out. Mattel Creations. Hevil Lynn.
You're going to open her, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a proposition for you when we're done with the show.
Okay. Okay.
No, I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out.
And that's it. That's all I got. I haven't really been searching too much. And there's really nothing out there.
No. No.
So. Man, I'm broke.
Yeah, that too.
So, there you go. That's what I got.
And take a gander at her.
Sure, check her out. Look at her muscles and whatnot.
She definitely got muscles.
Whatnot.
Yeah, she's got like a nine. I think she's got like an eight pack.
That makes sense, though, right? I mean,
if you're getting the power of Grayskull, yeah, you're gonna get some abs.
Yeah, Prince Adam changes into
Prince Abum.
You know,
it makes total sense. Yeah. I think it was a stupid story element, but it makes total sense. Yes.
Well, it's got a cute little thing you could display back behind her if you wanted to. So, yeah, not sure if this is the way to go with this particular figure, but hey. There it is.
When you say that, what do you mean?
All this special packaging and all this stuff for her.
Oh, gotcha.
I feel like there could have been
somebody
more better for it.
It looks cool, though.
Yeah.
More better makes it more better.
I'm all about naked muscular chicks. Nearly naked muscular chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I'm about nearly naked fat chicks, too. I'm all about nearly naked anything.
I'm with you.
I'm going to shut up.
I'm with you.
Now you've stepped in it.
All right.
We did it?
That's it, I think.
Is that it?
Really?
Did we make it?
Does it have to end? It has to end?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Well, we're down to like 17%.
Was that my bad?
11.
That was my bad, wasn't it? I was the last one to record something.
But I'm not, sure. It must have been.
I'm pretty sure I was the last one to record something.
I blamed you. When you weren't here, I was sure it was you.
Well, I was pretty sure it was me.
Oh,
so
Ernest says the cartoon Ghostbuster figure at Ollie's for
$3.99. Ooh.
Oh, there's the new release of the old figures.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably grab me some extras of them.
Hey, while we got some YouTube people here, why don't we say, does anybody got any questions? We could answer some questions real quick before we spin this wheel, or we could spin away as well at any point. People that got to listen to the Patreon episode, have we gotten much feedback on that?
I've heard nothing.
Yeah.
Which one? Oh, ours?
Yeah, the one where we play the game. And, obviously, because we did it over YouTube. Facebook Live, didn't we? Facebook Live. Yeah, it was Facebook Live. A lot of the patrons got the chance to just watch it, which was super fun, of course. But I had a ton of fun doing that episode.
It was a good episode. It was a fun episode. Mm-hmm. We laughed.
We giggled a lot.
Said a lot of stupid stuff. So,
Kyle, did you listen to it?
To what? I'm sorry?
The Patreon episode, the last one we did.
No, not yet.
Okay. What is the cartoon Ghostbusters figure?
I think it's just referring to the real Ghostbusters, re-release that they did of the vintage figures.
Yep. All
right. Oh.
Yeah,
on the card?
Huh?
The ones on the card? The retro or the real Ghostbusters?
Yeah, it looks
shit.
Yeah,
it said those were Walmart exclusives, weren't they?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, those sold for me pretty good. I might have to grab some of those.
Yeah, especially at $4. All right, we got the wheel up and ready. Cody is the man.
Do you want to go over what it is again?
Yeah, so this, we got this figure from Hobby Lobby. It is the Total Chaos McFarlane Toys Corn Boy figure. And signed by Corn Boy, donated from Chris Middlecamp. We're going to spin the wheel, and our Patreon supporters, our $10 ones, they're going to get a shot at this, and I'll throw some other goodies in here, too. Might even box up some of Jeremy's farts. So
yeah, buddy.
We will.
I'll have you know I held my last one in.
We will get this to one of you, and so here we go. We're going to spin the wheel.
Spin that wheel.
Here we go. A lot of names on there, people we know and like. And Dave Schmidt.
Dave Schmidt.
And I really want to say Dave might be one of our newer Patreons.
Well, look at that.
Yeah. So just
pays to play.
Just like that.
He just upgraded to $10 when you guys announced. I'm just kidding.
That would have been funny. All right, Dave, I will reach out to you, and I'll get your information, and I'll get a box. Headed your way for sure, so which is super cool. All right, this is a good time.
Well, you got something?
Nope.
I just wanted to. Hopefully, this doesn't start an hour.
Oh, here we go.
Oh no, I love
Last Jedi. God.
Oh God, wait, we didn't talk about the Star Wars announcements. Yeah.
I just gotta ask Kyle. I don't know. Are you still loving Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
I have no issue with the...
I should have said, are you... Now, okay.
I have no issue with the Mandalorian currently being Bo-Katan. And he's just standing in the background.
You don't, that's cool with you, huh?
I'm okay with it. The story's great! So, I don't look at it through Steve's eyes.
I will say, as...
That's good for you. That's great.
As a Clone Wars fan, I like some of the... stuff they're doing, but I'm like two episodes behind, so I can't really comment on a bunch of stuff right now. What about the announcements of the Star Wars movies, guys?
Wasn't there something with the Daisy coming back?
I feel like they just doubled down. They said, yep, we know this. Half the fandom hates this shit, but we're going to give it to you more and see if you like it next time.
Do you think it's half?
Oh, yeah. That's my guess.
What do you think, Kyle?
I don't think it's half, but it's not 5%. It's pretty...
Yeah. Like, I have no interest.
Yeah.
If they're going to double down with Rey and blah, 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 she's going to train Jedi. She never got any training herself.
What if it's a great story? What if they vindicate it? What if they actually do a good job?
Here's the thing, okay, Steve. So in a small thing, what if they show at some point in the opening act of the first movie that... for the last X amount of time that's gone by, Luke has been training her as Force Ghost.
They won't do it. If they do, that would make a difference to me.
Okay.
But I don't think they will do it because we know that they wanted to get Luke out. They don't want Luke to overshadow anything. We've heard that time and time again.
But you don't have to have Luke in the movie. You can have him in a 5-minute... You can have him in a flashback where it shows him training her over time. Like,
but so what if... I mean, if they do this stuff, though, if they actually... So you they can bring you back, right? They can.
They could.
Yes.
I have no faith that they will.
I understand that.
I completely understand that.
Yep.
I completely understand it. But it depends on who they get to do the directing and the producing and stuff. I mean, I don't know why to this day they still haven't called Gareth Edwards back, who did Rogue One.
Yeah, it's weird.
That dude... killed it.
Well, he's the original one that they sent in another director to change it?
No. Gareth Edwards did Rogue One.
Yeah, yes. But there was something at the end where, remember, they had to do some reshoots and stuff?
He's the director in name. They actually got rid of him and sent somebody else in to finish that movie.
Oh, I didn't remember that at all. Yeah. Maybe I'm just really old.
They kind of gave him an ultimatum. They said,
well, maybe that's why.
You can leave the project or you can... You can stay on, but this guy's in charge, and we'll still give you the credit.
Yeah. So that's why they didn't call him back. But I
honestly think that Gareth Edwards' version, from what I heard, would have been even better. What I've heard is they told Gareth Edwards, we want a war movie. we want a war Star Wars movie. He gave them that. And then they said, eh, it's too much war, too much of a war movie. And so then they brought in and they made redents with all the reshoots. All that, don't you remember all the scenes we saw in the trailers never saw in the movie?
Yes, yeah.
Like the TIE fighter the TIE coming fighter up and coming everything. That was all from because there was basically a different movie.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Rogue One famously had a very troubled production. Directed by Gareth Edwards, the film was heavily reworked during post-production with Tony Gilroy essentially
in charge. That's right. I do recall that now. Yeah,
that might be why they didn't call him back.
Yeah, that's probably why they didn't call him back. So here I'm saying, oh, I don't know if they brought him back. The movie was great, but I get it now. Yeah,
well, now they just need both of them again.
Yeah, get them to tag team it.
Yeah. I would love to see the original version.
Yeah,
because I hear it's darker and grittier.
No, I thought it was a great movie the way it was.
So yeah,
interesting.
And so as far as the other stuff released, you know, I'm interested in seeing what they do with the Mando origin stuff and the fact that they're going to go back so much time and kind of see how that goes so they can start doing Coder and
Saying that Bo-Katan is the Mandalorian, or is that how people are interpreting what they said?
Because I would say the people that are hating on Mando because it's about been more and more about Bo-Katan.
Because the way I'm wondering is if you were to talk about the Mandalorian race, you wouldn't say the Mandalorians, you'd say the Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. So is the Mandalorian meaning it's about the Mandalorian?
That's the way it's progressing. Because it's progressing as the show. The show opens as the Mandalorian because you're talking about the lone Mandalorian, Din Djarin. And it has progressed over these seasons to the Mandalorian being plural, like what you're talking about. And I like it. I mean, I'd like to see more of Din Djarin, but you're learning with him that he's taking his role as, you know, a follower of the leader of Mandalore. He's not going to be an outcast anymore, and so his character has to show that he's following those guidelines. So he takes a step back for now.
I understand all that. I do think it loses. For me, it loses a bit of charm because him being the outsider, the Western, I can bring him in cold. I can bring that kind of all of that was what was cool about the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And now it feels boiled down a little bit and a little bit more like,
well, it's also possible that it will arc back. Eventually they will either retake or something will happen and she'll go about her business and he'll have a clan to always go home to. But they'll probably start up his, you know, lone adventures again.
Trevor said, no, they've said the plural of Mandalorian is Mandalorians.
Yeah, because they say it in the show, but...
Oh.
Rick Jones, funny too. He goes, Starfleet Academy and Jedi Academy will both be boring. Star Wars School, who's this for? Well,
and then, of course, you know, they're hiring... I don't know. It's just, they're hiring people, directors that are... It's Star Wars. You should be able to get some good directors.
So Tony, the guy who was like in charge of redoing Rogue One, is the creator and showrunner of Andor.
Oh, that makes sense.
I love Andor.
And I liked Andor.
Maybe you like
Andor was very gritty. Yeah, crap.
I liked Andor a lot.
Andor was really, really gritty.
However, I'm not sure anybody saw it.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know.
Well, because it's not a Star Wars. It's not the Jedi. It's a lot of people. You got to have those things, and if you don't.
And it started slow. The first two episodes I thought were hard.
They were slow.
They were hard, but the background information you get about him, I mean, he's a piece of shit. He is a piece of shit. He's got four friends, and nobody trusts him. Even his friends don't trust him. And then you see how he grows to becoming the Andor that eventually dies in Rogue One. So I'm intrigued is the word. The shows are doing so well. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, who says the shows are doing well? I'm not hearing the shows are doing well at all. Disney Plus things are going down.
So
layoffs, budget cuts. They're basically going up and saying, you know, there's all kinds of stuff happening right now and And whether or not you believe the ratings or not, people, the ratings people source say that Mandalorian's third season opener was way down from Mandalorian 2's season opener, and that people are losing interest in these characters.
Well,
Are people that will definitely argue that.
Right. I don't know if I told you guys on this or not, but Heidi, after we watched maybe the first and second episodes of Mando, she goes, "Yeah, I'm done. You can watch this by yourself."
I'm forcing myself to watch it at this point.
I watched none of it.
I did enjoy. There's a couple episodes I did not like at all. I shouldn't say that. There was not enough in it for me to say I enjoyed it. But the last one I just watched, I it was okay. There's stuff in it that there's just some stuff that I'm like, who is like writing this? But my hope is that it's gonna turn around a little bit for me.
What's up? What do you see, Cody?
This is the Disney Plus subscriber count.
So what is that showing us? I can't see.
It means it got bigger.
Quarter one of 2023, it went down slightly, but it's still like,
yeah.
So then why are they saying?
I think that's just the sites you're reading, like the thing about saying, "Look at her toes." What? I mean.
No, they said they lost how many millions of subscribers? Unless that's what that equates to is just.
Yeah, I mean it's down 3 million from like 160.
I mean they got what's his name back? Iger came back.
Iger came
there was
back.
Trouble.
Iger came back, yeah, and he's cutting the fat.
But didn't they? Oh no, I'm thinking of the other guy because they laid someone off.
Chapek got canned.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
But Iger came in and he's trimming the fat.
Okay, so Iger is still there. Who?
Yeah.
Is it
Bob Chapek.
No, there was another guy, a name I recognize that they let go. Mm. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. I do feel like this season. I'm not enjoying the season.
What
as much
sucks
as
is
Disney
that
Disney Plus reports its first subscriber loss of 2.4 million subscribers.
So they lose 2.4 million subscribers. So they have to lay off 7,000 employees. What happens if next month they get that 2.4 back? Are they going to hire those 7,000 employees again?
Everyone's cut. That's not just like Disney. Like
no, I
every
think
every company right now.
Yeah, that's a worldwide.
That's almost what I would equate to like the loss in subscriptions. Like I'm trying to save money, so I'm like canceling things that I'm. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
No,
your
that
son
makes sense.
Just screamed like a girl.
Well, who knows?
Yeah. I keep putting them out. I'll keep watching them. At the point where I decide I'm not going to do it anymore, then I'll know.
I could be
you
excited
know when you know.
Yeah. I could be excited about Ahsoka if it's Ahsoka, and it's. I hope they don't do a thing with that story arc when she met those other two sisters that were a pain in the ass.
Oh, I didn't care for those characters, but yeah. I do think this movie. That show looks good. I watched that trailer for Ahsoka. It looked good.
Yeah,
it looked really good. So are you up to date on Mando? And
I think there's one episode I haven't seen.
Okay, because I've heard that people have said that episode is the best episode of the season, if not one of the best. And I haven't watched it
which
either.
Which episode?
I
don't even
the
know
last one. The last one that's not not the season finale, but the last one you probably watched.
Yeah, I'm up to date.
Did you see the Jack Black one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was horrible.
The episode was horrible or that
the
scene?
The acting was horrible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Between Jack Black. Jack Black wasn't horrible, but
Jack Black wasn't
the
horrible.
Woman that plays his
Lizzo?
Wife.
Lizzo.
Yeah, it was horrible. Her acting was absolutely horrible. It was terrible. I mean, I couldn't watch it. I had to leave the room while she was talking. So.
What do you think, Jeremy?
You don't care.
I got nothing, man.
I gotta go to a flea market. I ain't watching Star Wars.
You never watched any of the like Mando season one?
No, I watched. They had two seasons so far, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched.
Oh, you have watched.
Well, yeah, I was caught up until the new one dropped.
Yeah.
And I like those so far.
Okay.
So.
We'll see.
You're still behind on Bad Batch.
Yep, I gotta finish that. Yep. I've been enjoying Bad Batch.
I haven't started Bad Batch season two.
There was episodes I did not really care for, but there were some episodes that were the shit.
I do got to say, if I've been doing a little bit of reading The only thing I really read is the Ninja Turtles comics that are coming out, and The Last Ronin, The Lost Years has started. I have the first two issues, and I gotta say, it's pretty damn good.
I bet.
It's filling all those...
Wise?
Yeah, like after the his brothers die and all that stuff, it kind of gives you more of like what happened to him afterwards, before the whole big battle thingy. I assume you guys have read, no?
I did.
You did?
Yep. It's good. Really good.
Yeah. It's going to be... God, I'm going to do a video game. It's going to be sweet. That's all I got. Sorry. There it is. The music started.
It's been a show.
It's been a show.
Yeah.
Thanks for putting up with us. Sorry for the people at home that missed the first 3 hours.
Sorry for the people that missed Jeremy's dank fart.
We still got 2.5...
That's true.
2.25 hours... on the iPad that people love, just the listeners will get. So I think they got their money's worth.
God damn right.
Come on, you can listen for free.
Freaking jerks.
I don't owe you nothing. In fact, you owe me. Why don't you freaking do something for me once in a while? Entertain me once in a while.
You look weird without sunglasses.
Shit. I had to look at those figures.
Yeah, you fucking all
up. All right.
See you in the toy aisle?
Yeah. Top G signing out. Later, fools.
Thank you.